G'day, I'm Egg from Channel Egg. Find me at channelegg.com and welcome to episode 1 of Egg to the Diary Room. That's right, folks. Egg to the Diary Room is back. Hello to my regular listeners from Channel Egg, and hello to you if you are a new listener as well. Just to introduce myself for those people who don't know me. My name is Erk. I am a train driver from Western Sydney here in Australia. And I'm also a podcaster, been podcasting since May 2007. And one of the things that I was originally podcasting about, apart from my life and what I saw in the news, was the Australian reality television show Big Brother. Now, I'm here in Australia, so we're going to be mainly talking about stuff that I can see in Australia. When it came to podcasting about Big Brother way back in 2007 and then 2008, I went into great detail about who was spooning who and who was failing daily tasks and everything like that. And in 2012, Big Brother is back on a new network on Channel 9. However, Egg to the Diary Room isn't just about a Big Brother 2012. I soon learned that with podcasts, if you stick to a particular show, what do you do when that particular show ends? For instance, I started podcasting about Big Brother in 2007. That season finished. I continued podcasting about it in 2008. And then after the show finished, well, I couldn't podcast it about anymore. There are people who do podcasts about shows such as Big Brother. If there's a show out there, like a popular TV show, there may well be a podcast about it, a fan podcast about it. Not that I've necessarily listened to a lot. This podcast, however, is not just about Big Brother, and indeed it's not going to be about it at all. I came up with the phrase Egg to the Diary Room as a title of the show way back then because all of the housemates were being called to the diary room, so I thought, yeah, I could use that for my advantage. And in a way, where I'm recording this episode now, and will probably record most of the episodes, is my car. So in a way, it's my own personal diary room. If I'm not recording here, I'll be recording in my home studio. So what is this show about? This show is about the TV that I'm watching, movies that I'm watching, entertainment, and who knows what else. It is a standalone show, although some of you may know me for my talk podcast, Erk Pod, where I talk about my life, I take you on travels, and a lot more. Some of you may know me from my music shows across Erk FM, and some of you may not know me at all, and that's totally fine. I welcome feedback. You can leave a comment on the show notes at channelerk.com for the moment. I actually did have the domain name erktothediaryroom.com. At the time that I'm actually recording this, I don't actually own that domain name, I think. So I'm going to try and repurchase that. But in the meantime, just go to channelerk.com. Any feedback is welcome. Let me know what you're watching. Let me know what you think about what I'm watching. There are other good podcasts that I also listen to when it comes to movies and also TV. One of the podcasts that I listen to when it comes to TV is called Box Cutters, produced out of Melbourne, and they're a usually weekly show, and they talk about a range of things TV. I'm not necessarily trying to copy those guys, at all. I found those guys last year, and they talk about a range of TV. Some of the stuff that they talk about, I might be interested in watching. Other stuff, not necessarily. And I also listen to two good movie podcasts, which are great in their own right, but they're also different from each other. They've got two interesting takes on what they listen to when it comes to movies. I listen to the Paleo Cinema podcast, which is produced by Terry in Melbourne. And his take on movies is that he basically talks about and watches movies and heavily researches them if they're over 20 years old. So you might hear occasionally about what Terry's watching on TV or if he goes to a modern movie, but most of the movies he talks about are, you know, 20 years or older. He's in the middle at the moment of doing a radio show as well for ABC local radio in the Northern Territory, which is absolutely great. I met Terry down at Worldcon in Melbourne in 2010. We had an interview, which was quite cool, and I've been listening to his show ever since. It's quite interesting just to listen to someone, how much research they put into researching movies and what they think about a particular movie. The other movie podcast that I listen to is from a friend of mine in England who he's partly responsible for me doing music podcasts, and he was and still is doing a music podcast called the Ouroboros Podcast. But he's now doing a new movie podcast, which is almost 50 episodes old at the time of recording. It is called Raw Footage, hosted by my friend Colin in Bath in England. What he does is he goes to the movies, and as soon as he comes out, he records what he thinks about that particular movie. He usually covers two movies per episode. So he'll watch the movie, come out, tell you immediately what he thought. And in some ways, it's sort of like a conversation that you might have with a friend after a movie. You know, what did you think about that? Oh, that was crap or whatever. And so he calls it a stream of consciousness podcast. And I think that that is a really, really good idea. Not necessarily the fact that I would go and see all of the movies that he recommends. And being in the UK, their movie release schedules can be different to those in Australia. But it's very interesting just to listen to someone who I consider a friend, listening to them and sort of experiencing what they're feeling as soon as they come out of a movie. And Colin being Colin, he's got no problem with telling you what he thinks. So over the coming weeks, I'll be telling you about the TV, mainly TV, but also movies that I'm watching here in Australia. So the first question I suppose that I should tell you, that I should answer rather, and the first question that I should ask you is, how do you watch TV? And how do I watch TV? If you're outside Australia, what we have is we have our main commercial channels. We have channel 7, 9 and 10. And then we have the ABC, which is the Australian equivalent of the BBC. And then we have SBS, which is the multicultural broadcaster. Under that we have the digital only channels, and you know, that's just way too complicated to go through at the moment, but each one of those networks has one or more channels underneath their main channel where they can put things that aren't necessarily rating good anymore, or they want to clear their way for something else. A classic example of that is Channel 10 with their show Neighbours. Everybody in the Western world has probably heard of Neighbours at some point. It's very big over in the UK, but in Australia not so much anymore. It's a half hour daily soap, and it actually got relegated from Channel 10, and they put it on their secondary digital channel, which they called 11. Now, at the moment, Australia is in a transition from analog TV to digital TV. So some areas are totally digital at the moment, and some are a combination of analog and digital. At the moment, I think in Sydney, which is where I am, they're talking about the end of 2013 for that switchover. Whereas in some of the regional areas especially, the switchover has already happened. Of course, you'll still get some people out there who will only have the equipment and only have the desire to watch the main channels, 7, 9, 10, and not necessarily the digital-only channels. And when it comes down to it, what I'm mainly watching isn't necessarily on the main channel, 7, 9 and 10. So how do I watch TV? Some of you out there will be familiar with BitTorrents and things like that. Now, I don't necessarily, I have very rarely actually downloaded TV shows off the internet. On occasions, I've gone to the television station of choice and I've watched episodes on the internet from their site. On occasions, I've had people download things for me, but most of the time, it's what I happen to be watching at the time that the show's on. Well, that was the case until very recently. At the beginning of 2012, I got myself Foxtel IQ. If you're inside Australia and you've got Foxtel, you're probably well aware of Foxtel IQ, but for those who maybe don't know or are outside Australia, Foxtel IQ, or Foxtel to start off with, is a subscription TV service, or the Americans might call it cable. And the IQ basically allows you to record TV. With the Foxtel IQ, you can record two programs at once and watch another. You can pause live TV and all of that sort of stuff. And so a lot of what I'm watching is actually on the DVR. So I'm not necessarily watching live TV. In my job as a train driver here in Sydney, I work shift work. I work a lot of afternoon and late afternoon shifts. So when it's prime time TV time, I'm working, I'm driving a train somewhere. And so what I've got my favourites, and I will record them to watch them at a later time. With things like Foxtel, there are so many channels that we have access to, and not just Australian content. There's a lot of overseas content, especially from the US and the UK, that I enjoy watching. So even if you are outside Australia, you may hear me talking about things that I indeed watch from your country. So it'll be interesting to hear what you're watching, what you can see of Australian TV or Australian shows, if anything, and vice versa. So what I will be doing during the new episodes of Urban to the Diary Room is basically talk about what I'm watching at the time. I'm not necessarily going to go in depth and give sort of a running commentary like I would a few years ago, but I'd mainly talk about how that show is making me feel, what I'm learning from that show, and, you know, sort of what's happening in that show in relation to the news and that sort of thing. I'm not necessarily going to go into who's spooning who in the Big Brother house as an example. So what sort of TV am I into? If you go into my DVR, you'll find a lot of reality shows. When it comes to reality shows, you've got to be two different types of reality. You've got the type of reality where I basically call it ride-along or tag-along TV. Things like Cops. Cops is probably the example that most people would know of. And since Cops was made in America, there's been many variations of that particular sort of show where, you know, a person's doing their job and the camera's coming along for the ride. Now, of course, for a half an hour of TV, there's a lot in there that you won't see of the person's job. Of course, they're only going to show you the exciting bits, or sometimes the funny bits. They're not going to show you the cop doing 3 hours worth of paperwork, as a classic for instance. So shows in that sort of tag along category that I watch and enjoy include but aren't limited to things like Cops, and then you've got a couple of New Zealand shows that I'm really into at the moment and have been for a while, but having just come back from New Zealand even more so, there's Police 107 and there's also Motorway Patrol. In a coming episode, I'll actually tell you a lot about the difference between Cops, Motorway Patrol and Police 107. It's a very interesting focus on the different styles of policing and the different cultures that the shows are set into. And then you've got the sort of border security shows. Here in Australia, we call it border security. In New Zealand, they call it border patrol. I'm watching another one at the moment on Foxtel, which is called Irish Customs, which, funnily enough, is about customs in Ireland. And there's that variety. There's also the ride-along shows with other emergency services. There's one at the moment which I'm watching, which is called Emergency Bikers, and that's set in the UK, where they focus on a team of paramedics on motorcycles and police on motorcycles, and, you know, and what they sort of do. So that is basically one sort of reality TV. Then you come to the other sort of reality TV, which I call manufactured reality TV. And that's things like Big Brother, The Amazing Race, Survivor, The Block, and a lot more, where they like to think it's reality, but the producers of the show and the editors of the show can basically edit and produce whatever they want to, given a controlled environment where they basically make the rules. Now, of course, with the name of this show being called Irk to the Diary Room, Big Brother is a big example of what I'm talking about. You get 14 people and you put them into a house and you keep them under camera surveillance for 24 hours a day, and there's a guy who controls everything that they do. And then you have the TV producers and the editors who produce their version of what's going on in the house. And so at the moment, of course, I am watching Big Brother 2012 here in Australia. I have watched all the Australian seasons of Big Brother. I have watched a couple of seasons of the UK version, and I have seen episodes of the American version. And then you have other shows. I'm just at the end of watching the latest season of Amazing Race Australia, and so I'll talk about that on the next episode. Another show which I got into for the first time this year in the manufactured reality is called The Block 2012, and I'll talk more about that in the next episode as well. So I like my reality shows, whether they be the manufactured or the fly on the wall versions. I like both. I'm also a big fan of other sort of documentaries. Things like Air Crash Investigation is a classic example of that, where that's not necessarily tag along, but it's recreating events. Another one in similar, that's a similar sort of style that I'm watching at the moment, is called Seconds from Disaster. You've got those sort of shows. I am not finding myself into the soapy sort of shows that a lot of people like to watch. Of course, over the years I have watched a variety of these shows, you know, things like Neighbours, Home and Away. I haven't watched Packed to the Rafters. I think I saw an episode of that. All Saints was one that I used to watch. Blue Healers. There's a whole box of dice of them, whether they run for an hour or half an hour. You know, they continually tell the story of a group of characters. You've got those sort of things. And then you've got your one-off special event sort of shows, like a mini-series or a single-episode series about a certain event. And one which I'm actually looking forward to that I've got set on the DVR at the time of recording is called How's That? And that's the story about how cricket was revolutionised, going from the five-day test match version to one-day cricket at World Series cricket in the 1970s. It seems popular on Australian TV at the moment to try and go back to things like the 70s and the 80s and recreate them. The Underbelly series is a classic example of that. How's That? That's a two-part mini-series, which by the time you're listening to this is probably over. There's Puberty Blues, which was set on a, I think that was the late 70s, early 80s in Sydney, which was based on a book and a film of the same name, where people talk about, you know, how bad it is to be a teenager growing up and all those sort of things. So they're the main types of TV shows that I like watching. The vast majority of the time, I will be watching things on TV. I won't be watching live, but I'll be watching on my DVR. So even though it might be some time from when the show is actually on to when I watch it, I'm not necessarily going to be conscious of things like spoilers, considering that there are, of course, a variety of ways to watch the shows these days. And I will have people listening to this from outside Australia. They may want to go onto the websites or the BitTorrents or whatever and check out some of these shows. They might have their own version of the show that, you know, you might want to talk about. So I'm basically not necessarily worried about spoilers. of course, if I am watching a show at the moment, The Amazing Race was actually a great example of what I'm talking about. The Amazing Race, the latest version here in Australia, was actually the first one that I'd actually sat down and watched from day one. But unlike how I'm watching Big Brother at the moment, where I'm basically recording it and then watching it as soon as I can after it's on, what I did with The Amazing Race is that I recorded a whole heap of episodes. I stayed clear of the website. I tried to ignore spoilers on Twitter, etc., from people who were actually watching it week by week. So what I thought I'd do was, when the time that the 2012 Olympics was starting, I thought that I'd go ahead and, watch a whole heap in a row. So I thought, well, the Olympics have started. A lot of the, of course, if you're unaware, the Olympics here in Australia, this is probably a totally different topic, was on Channel 9, and it was also covered extensively on Foxtel. So other stations such as Channel 7 and Channel 10, they took a lot of their things that are rating well off the screens, because they knew that a lot of people would be watching the Olympics. So I thought that by the time that the Olympics was on, The Amazing Race would actually be finished. So I'm sitting down and I'm watching episodes. Sometimes I'd watch 3 or 4 episodes a night, because once I sort of get into a show, I stay with it until it's finished, if it's got a limited run. Of course, if I watched a couple of episodes and I didn't like it, well, I just delete the rest of the episodes. So I'm watching these episodes, really getting into it, following the teams as they go around the world. And on next episode, I'll tell you what I actually thought about that. And then I come to an episode, and I watch the episode, and then at the end of the episode it says, The Amazing Race will be back after the Olympics. And I'm like, no! You know, I've spent all this time watching it. Mind you, I only had to wait about a week or so. So that wasn't too bad. But I'd gone in with the idea that the show was basically over. So I was looking forward to seeing who actually had won by the end of the Olympics, but that didn't happen. So I've got the final 2 episodes on my DVR from the final, and I'm just waiting to see, or just waiting to get some time to watch those last 2 episodes to see who actually win. At the time that I'm recording this, the 17th or the 18th of August, something like that, the final 3 teams are about to start. And so I don't want to know who wins, but I will talk more about that on the next episode once I've actually watched the final. By the time I get round to that, I dare say that many people who want to watch the show may have already watched it and may already know who won. So this has been a general overview of what the show will be about. And on the next episode, you will hopefully enjoy it. And you'll find out a couple of the shows that I've been talking about, what's going on with them. I dare say that I'll be talking about the Block 2012 and also Amazing Race Australia. 2 shows that have been going on for a long time on Australian TV. I've known about them didn't necessarily care about them, but now that I've got my Foxtel IQ and I can actually record them, well, I think, well, okay, now's a good time to record them, watch them when I want. And that is a great thing about TV now. You can choose when to watch it, how to watch it, to a large degree. There are still some geo-blocking facilities, is that the right word? Where if I want to go onto the internet and I want to watch something from the BBC, I can't necessarily use their iPlayer or whatever because I'm here in Australia, or say with American content. But there's so many ways to watch TV now. I'm looking forward to telling you about it. I'm looking forward to hearing from you about it. And because a lot of these episodes will be recorded in my car to and from my place of employment, they're not necessarily going to be long shows. And so I think that some of my regular listeners might actually enjoy that. Anywho, I'm Erk. Thank you very much for listening. Find the show for the moment at channelerk.com. I will let you know more about the show next week. But until then, thank you very much for listening. Let me know what you're watching, and good night into it.